What we choose to express matters, not just for our own growth, but for how it ripples out into the collective. Today, your host Maureen Spielman explores the power of individual expression and meaning making. Inspired by films that took years to create and were shared with hundreds of people, this conversation looks at how ideas and insights are offered into the world, then taken back into our own lives to be interpreted, integrated, and alchemized in our own way. When we hear similar messages through different forms, we gain clarity, choice, and deeper understanding. Today's episode also centers on the growing inclusion of women's voices. Despite long histories of suppression, the feminine continues to rise, beginning with how we listen to and honor our own inner voice with compassion. From there, the ripple extends outward to our families, our communities, and the collective as we learn to support and amplify one another. Finally, this is a reminder to trust your own timing. Some creations take many years to unfold, shaped by cultural and societal change. The invitation is to stay present, trust the process, and remember, whatever you are creating in your life or work, you are a work in progress and you are right on time. We'll see you in the episode. Are you obsessed with the mystic? Are you looking for sisterhood? Are you ready to explore your inner magic? You've arrived, sister. Welcome home. I'm Maureen Spielman, and I started this show to highlight the intuitives, healers, and other courageous women I have met along my journey. Through amazing interviews, we go deep into the mystics and uncover the ways in which you can apply the knowledge and wisdom in your own life. We are all in this together. Sharing healing and joy in community is both my passion and my purpose. Here's today's conversation. Welcome back to Mystical Sisterhood. This is your host, Maureen Spielman, and I'm just joining you, I think, for what's the first solo episode of the year. So if you're new here, welcome. If you are a seasoned listener, thank you, thank you, thank you. I can say, you know, prior to January 1 starting, I kept on hearing it's the year of the fire horses, so much energy, and the energy is going to be off the charts. And it has been at times, but at other parts of January, I think I felt like I was just like kind of getting my bearings, if I'm honest with you. And I think that that's the truth. And I think it's fine because, you know, any part of me that ever believed this whole deal, this life on earth was linear and that it was going to follow a certain formula, you know, I think that that's losing its grip on me, which feels really good. And I believe that in the Chinese zodiac calendar, that this new year starts February 17th. And I'm like, oh, thank God, you know, I'm right on time then, right? And I guess all of these things are a reminder that all of us are right on time. And, you know, this is not in my script that I wrote, but any part of us that thinks that we should be somewhere else or we should have something resolved or, you know, anything like that, it's just not true. And the more we lean into the divine timing of our lives and just how things are working just the way that they're meant to, I have to believe that, you know, in the times that I'm harder on my process or myself, I remind myself, you're right where you need to be. There's nothing else you need to be doing, being at this time. You're right on time. So yeah, thanks for pressing play today. I'll try to make some sense of sort of what's been going on, but I kind of was listening to another podcaster talk about, you know, why she's doing what she's doing. And I thought, since I'm going into my fourth year, I'd kind of revisit like why I started this whole podcast and where it started, why it started, and you know, what I'm kind of finding now, because I feel like Mystical Sisterhood is always my teacher, and it's the mystical, it's the sisterhood, it's the coming together, it's the spiritual, it's the unseen, it's all of the things in our lives. It's the human part of walking this path and, you know, all the mystical things that we want to pull in. So when I began this venture, it was the start of 2023. And since then, you know, I think this will be episode 163. I've really been on this committed path of bringing voices with my weekly guests. And I initially, I feel like almost wanted to pay it forward. You know, all that I had learned and put together healing through my illness and you know, bring those voices of the intuitives and healers who had affected my life so profoundly and opened up my eyes to new perspectives and ways of doing things. And really, you know, I had this idea that joy and healing could really co-occur in the same space. And so just bringing in topics that included those things. And I think prior to, you know, having my, you know, whatever you call it, spiritual awakening, cosmic wake-up call, I probably was running more on scarcity mindset than I even care to know. But I mean, I know it's true, and to no fault of my own. I was introduced to certain things, but I don't know, you know, I had sort of started an expansion of sorts. And I think we probably all have, like, if we really look at how long we've been up to this work, right? You're like, oh my gosh, I actually read that book back in 2013. So we know that we were doing some awakening. But what happened to me when I went through my wake up call was that the parts of my life where I thought that there was only, you know, one or two choices or answers, I began to open up. And you know what I've learned is that, yeah, no, it's not one or two answers. It's never one or two. There's infinite possibilities. It's not 10 or 15. It's just like, it is so expansive and it's so much bigger. And there are answers everywhere. And, you know, as the host of this podcast, I want you to know that I am dogged in my ability to find answers. And I believe that I'm an amazing resource. So if you're ever looking for a resource for something, I might not have it, but there's a good chance I do, or I have the ability to uncover, like how they say, like turn over the rocks and find, you know, and it will lead you one way. And maybe there's a portion of what you're looking for, and then you need to go down another path. But man, I love that. That's part of why I do what I do. And that's part of why I share the voices. And I just got off the line with Cindy Houston, who will be next week's guest. Amazing. I mean, these conversations and what people are up to are just amazing. So I was kind of likening it to, okay, like, let's say there's something that we want to address in ourselves. You know, it's like there's this really large menu, this smorgasbord of ways we can go about it. And who's your person? Like, who are you attracted to? And I was thinking, like, if I've learned anything, like, more pronounced, because you know how you kind of learn things in layers, I've really, like, it's been driven home that everything is energy. And, you know, the energy that's brought in these last 3 years from podcast guests has been amazing. Like, it's just been so rare that there's been a misalignment or something that's been off at all. I feel energized by it. And, you know, doing the podcast for the last 3 years, I continued, you know, my journey that started in 2018 of becoming a coach. And it first was in the wellness industry and went into conscious parenting, which is really reparenting of ourselves and a lot of inner child work and working with our children. And then that leading into studying with Susie Lula with spiritual psychology and everything that that meant. So it was sort of like this side-by-side parallel track that I've been on of just continued learning and my own transformation, because that's something that's really important to me. There's no way that I could work with people if I hadn't done the work in my own life. You know, I think that if you've been on your own journey, I could call it a healing journey, but a journey of transformation. You know, I hope you've had fun pulling in the different mystical modalities. And if you've got ideas about, like, Maureen, I listened to this other person on a podcast, or have you thought about doing, like, right now I'm trying to get an astrocartographer on. And I think she said yes, but we just need the date. Like, I want to do an episode on that, or I want to do, you know, on animal telepathy. I just am pulling in these things. But also I realize, like, one thing that is really, I think more recently come like really clear to me is that we're humans walking this path too. So while I might be mystified by the mystical of, like, wow, you know, meeting with a channeler or someone who can access information that's, like, in another dimension or field. Yes. And those things can be brought down to our 3D life and, like, what you're dealing with. Like, if you have challenges right now with one of your children or your partner or, you have a parent and you're exhausted because they're needing a lot of medical care. You know, there's all these things, like those are the truths of our life. And I'm very grounded in that, where like, you know how you can like get yourself up almost like out into like fairy la la land, but it's like, wow. I mean, if I know anything, it's that as humans walking this path, we really deal with a lot, and I am not exempt from that. And, you know, I might not bear all when I record these podcasts, but I certainly, you know, I do life and I try to do it the best I can, taking care of myself the most I can, and, you know, share those ways with you too. So, you know, we've got all these ideas for ourselves of what we want to change. I mean, honestly, like what patterns have been long time existing for us? What are we seeking to heal within ourselves? And I woke just the other day when I was out of town, and I had this idea. It was like 4 a.m. and it's like that life happens on a continuum, and it's not a one and done. And rarely is something, you know, like presto resolved overnight. It is a commitment to ourselves. It is a commitment to, I want to cry, like the relationships around us. And when we just escort ourselves through this process, we sharpen the skills, right? We sharpen the skills of compassion, of coming to ourselves in non-judgment. And then it like filters to the world around us, and it becomes a much softer place in everything. And that's why, like, I love the, you know, I call them more spiritual concepts of like non-duality, of like, is there the rightness and wrongness? And so, yeah, what we're trying to really do is, I think through the podcast, is become more in alignment with ourselves, find the best ways to do that for ourselves, and see who and what we're in resonance with. That's really exciting for me. And over these years too, there are times that if I look at myself where I just dove head first and I thought things were, oh my gosh, they were just so amazing and exciting. And then times when I needed a rest. And I think that rest, tell me what you think, but rest is having its day. I think that we're realizing that where we've overworked and worked, and we're in the doing all the time, that not only were we very well burnt out, but we need rest, right? And when we're resting, it doesn't mean that we're not getting things done in our life. It's not that we're not moving the needle. It's just that we never really realized how much rest was restorative and could fuel the work we wanted to do. And maybe we learned that we could exponentialize the work we had to do the more rest we had. It's kind of like the paradox, right? Okay, so now, like, oh, 4 years in, where are you? And what are you doing? And some of the things, I mean, I will continue to support the women initiatives, women bringing their brilliance forward. If I know anything, it's that women at midlife, and, you know, that's mainly our listeners, right? Is that we're full of magic and we have a lot of magic to bring. You know, I'm learning to live in that world of like seeing the miracles and seeing, taking notes and knowing that the words I use influence my life. And I think it's because I've done a lot of the background work of the emotional, like the little girl Maureen and what she didn't get, and addressing those and those kind of aspects, that then it frees me and it liberates me from the things that used to constrict me and allows me to move into the space of the wonder and the awe and the magic and the miracles. And it's not that it's an escapism of wanting to live in this world that's seemingly not of this world. It's just the more that I realize that signs, every conversation that I take part in, it has something for me. Yesterday on the airplane home from our trip, I'm going to talk about, I overheard a woman speaking to her child, and the conversation, I won't go into the conversation, but the conversation was for me. I learned something from it. It wasn't just like an annoyance and like, why is she talking so loud when the plane landed and what's she doing? You know, there was something that she was saying, and the manner in which she's saying it, she was kind of like, was she pushing her kid and her agenda? Yeah. But was she being direct and like honest? Yeah. And that was for me. That part was for me. And so this idea that, you know, everything in our lives, every experience, every conversation, there's something in there. It's something like on a, that's leading us on a soul level. What am I here to learn? What am I here to heal? But what am I here to bring forward? What are my unique like gifts? And I see it. I just see women all over the place and men too. It's for them too, but just kind of like opening up to new things. And that's, you know, that's exciting to me. And I really feel like in whatever goodness that you want to put into the world, or I mean, honestly, this is not just a hobby for me to have this podcast. I truly believe that the light that we choose to put into the world, whether it's being kind at the grocery store or lending a helping hand, it matters. And, you know, a lot of us are having choices about how we use our voice these days, you know, even out in the world. And there's just many ways that we can do that. And there's many ways we can share our light and push that energy out into the world. And I really have learned that it does matter. So yeah, I believe in those energetic forces. This past weekend, I wanted to tell you, I went to the Sundance Film Festival with my older son. He loves film. And I asked him months ago, you know, do you want to go? And it was, of course, Robert Redford, the founder who founded Sundance Film Festival, which promotes independent filmmakers. Robert Redford had died, I think it was back in September. He started Sundance in 1981. So I was going into the town is Park City, Utah, and it was the last year that's in Park City. And that was one of the reasons I was like, I want to go experience it there while it's still there. It's moving to Boulder, Colorado next year, which will be really interesting and exciting for Boulder too. Man, was it a machine though. So over the course of 4 days, he and I saw 9 films. On the 10th one, we're like, mayday, we have to rest. But it was really fun to be in an atmosphere of wonder from, I think, the audience members, of openness, of curiosity, of taking in new perspectives. So we saw 7 films and then 2 what they call episodic series, which is more like episodes you would see like on Amazon Prime or Netflix or something like that. So basically like what we would consider a TV show. And I wanted to just tell you a few of my takeaways because I thought that they were kind of striking. But whether it was films like Big Girls Don't Cry out of New Zealand, about coming of age and all the things that young girls go through. Maybe you went through it. Maybe you didn't. I certainly did. The lies we tell, the personas we take on. That was a beautiful coming of age movie. There was one called I Want Your Sex, and that was with Olivia Wilde. And then if you're of my age, Philip Seymour Hoffman's son, Cooper Hoffman, was in it as the main character. And it was really, to me, it was a wildly satirical kind of film where she's an artist who owns a gallery with all these sexually oriented paintings and, you know, pieces of art. And she takes the power position in it. So it's kind of like a flip of the male power position. I don't know, like in the end, how PC it was, but it was about women's empowerment. And it was about a flip of a role that you wouldn't have seen 5-10 years ago. And then we ended the film festival with this gorgeous documentary called Silenced. And that was out of Australia. And that was about how women who had been victims of domestic, I want to say, abuse or violence, how when they had spoken out that actually there was a backlash and the law was used against them to further silence or suppress their voices. And that was really a beautiful movie. And let me tell you, like Sundance, if you ever get the chance to go, it's pretty special. Call me, like I'll tell you all the tips, and it's just once a year. But these are independent films. Like even if they have like well-known actors, they're independent films that might not have a chance to get picked up by a studio and be distributed, like have a wider distribution. And the neat thing is they would have these premieres and the actors were there and the directors and the cinematographers and the, you know, all the creators. And so you would hear them say like, oh my gosh, this has been in like creation for 10 plus years. I mean, the fortitude and the persistence and, you know, then the payoff and the payoff's whatever we experience the payoff as. But I think that a few of my takeaways that I just wanted to share with you just today, current day, is that your individual expression matters not only for your own growth and expansion, but for the collective. I mean, if you've got someone created these films and they were up on the screen and shown to like hundreds of people, we take it back into our lives to interpret how we do and like however we are meant to alchemize and make meaning of it. And I feel like it's the same here, you know, like that the ideas and the insights and revelations are put out like on Mystical Sisterhood. And then we hear similar messages, but in slightly different forms. And then we begin to choose. We have the, you know, the sovereignty, the choice. And then we begin to integrate, right? And so we're all like, I remember like those three words to me were really important when I started this work is like awareness. Okay, you're becoming aware. You begin to integrate. You start to practices using them in your life. And then the final stage, embodiment. So it's a really cool process, right? What I really saw across the movies is this idea of women's voices are growing and being included more and more in conversations. And, you know, the last movie that I mentioned, Silenced, and these movies you're not going to be able to find yet because they haven't been picked up for distribution. Okay, so with Silenced, I went to their Instagram afterwards, and they had a few, well, one well-known person on it, Amber Heard, who had been Johnny Depp's wife at one time, or partner, I should say, or he was hers. I mean, honestly, she was the high profile, but there were high profile cases also from Australia and Colombia. It was interesting because I went to their Instagram page, which was just, I think it was silenced-film. And there were not very many posts yet. And I saw like a wonderful congratulations, good job. And then I just saw like this slamming of the women that had been in the film. And I was like, wow, you know, like how can I leave that film and have like this awesome impression and really be analyzing my blind spots where I still might judge based on this information I saw on social media? Or, you know, like I'm always willing to look at myself. I think like I'm very aware, but we always have these blind spots. But just like when I saw that on Instagram, I'm like, ugh, you know, like this whole, like, this is not the full culture, but that part of the culture that's like, oh, we're just going to tear this apart, right? Yeah. Anyway, I just loved it though. These voices kind of just being, you know, put out there, these films being distributed. And, you know, I guess I understand more and more that, you know, women's conversations and some of the research done on our health or, you know, what we have to say, they've just been relegated to sidebar conversations, and they are working their way front and center. And to see, like in that movie, I Want Your Sex, man, Olivia Wilde, she's a powerful person. Whatever you think of her, she gets shit done. And I lastly wanted to say, you know, because this one's not meant to be a super long episode, is that we can have patience with the process and trust that if it's meant to come to fruition, it will. If it's meant to change course, it will. If it's not meant to be, it will. And so that when I saw the filmmakers and directors sharing how long that they had been up to this, how many times they maybe even changed a script based on how the world was changing, cultural influences, societal influences, and they stayed on course, but they course corrected. The message to me here was, be in the moment. Everything is working in divine order. Take care of yourself when it goes off track. Your soul has chosen this path. And whatever you're doing, you're a work in progress, whether it's in your personal relationships or in the work you're bringing to the world. So Sundance was the experience of a lifetime, really. It opened my eyes. I'm always, whether it's a podcast or a conversation or going to this, an experience like Sundance is like, I am so committed to opening perspective, and it, you know, honestly, it allows me to hold a lot. And I have a feeling if you're here, you're one of these people too. If you're a person that's stuck with me, you're one of these people too, because you're willing to see a wide expanse of the world and take it in and know that it's all of it. It is all of it. And then you get to choose, and you get to choose how you do life in that. And it was a great bonding time with my son. He's my older son. And, you know, not everybody has the ability to do it, but I've always kind of taken like what I have three children, like what each one enjoys, and done the weekends away with them or spending the special time, whether it's the one who likes, you know, Major League Baseball or the one who likes big cities or the one who loves movies. It's like, part of my job that I see as a parent is really taking the time out and taking special time. So that was really near and dear to my heart. So I just am going to continue on. You know, I'm still being called in this fourth year to bring voices forward. You probably, I have a feeling, are going to be hearing more from me. And just, I want to share, you know, with you that I have a couple of my coaching vessels, the Radiant Heart Clarity Session. It's a 2-hour session of just inviting you in and seeing what is it that I'm looking to create in the world. What has been on my mind? What signs and what clues am I getting? How long have I been dreaming of this? And really sitting together and looking at that and saying, like, this is what I'm thinking about creating and bringing into the world. And that's just a 2-hour experience. And that can be standalone. That can give you a roadmap to begin and whatever steps are necessary to go into your next steps. And then my other work that I've had this 12-week coaching container for a while, that's more of a journey. That's more looking like then diving into, okay, what patterns are keeping me from really experiencing what I want to experience? How can I be with myself and understand like the ways that these subconscious programs are running? And we do like a deeper dive across 12 sessions. And so those are always available to you if you want to sit down for a discovery session and say, Maureen, would one of these be right for me? Of course, one of my loves is my Mystical Sisterhood Rising group that we do right now once a week. And that's where we're really talking about women who have, it's businesses really. And it's businesses typically that are in the healing arts, but they can also be, you know, whether you're in the podcasting world or you're entrepreneurial, it can really be anything to kind of bolster each other's work. And I think that what's important to me is in the work that I offer to the world, it is not just me speaking, it is collaborative. It is, because if I found anything, is that we want to be heard. We want to be in conversation. We want to share. And in our sharing with each other, it's almost like an echo back to ourselves. Like sometimes when we say something, it's like, oh, that's not exactly what I meant. Or it allows someone to say like, oh, this is what I see. And the beautiful thing about the Rising group that I love so much is that it is across different, you know, careers and work that people are getting into. But often when we meet with women who are willing and able to see us, they reflect that back to us. And we see something in ourselves that maybe we've been kind of like, you know, hiding or suppressing or not really owning that's there for us. And that's a fun group because it's also, you know, really embedded into women who believe in what it is the name for it, but they believe in collaboration and unity consciousness and this oneness consciousness. And this idea that if I'm supporting your endeavor, that it's not at all to the detriment of, you know, my own. And so that's what I'm up to and honing things this year a little bit more. If you're not part of my Facebook page yet, it's a place that it's a private Facebook page. I don't know, maybe I'll make it public at some point. But I really want to draw in voices and even a survey a little bit. And like, so maybe there'll be some kind of coffee, you know, break kind of coffee hours that I'm going to be holding where I just want to hear from you. And so those are some of what I'm up to. I'd love to hear what you're up to and how 2026 is sort of rolling out for you. I love to also offer workshops. And I think this is running around the time of the Creating Magic at Midlife workshop that I'm just running in a 4 series. And so, you know, if you're listening to this way off of, you know, February 2026, this one, it's not in perpetuity, I don't think, but Creating Magic at Midlife, it's just like, let's have fun together. Let's play. Let's bring our resources. Let's inquire. Let's share. Let's get inspired. So those are all on my website at MaureenSpielman.com. Reach out to me at hello@MaureenSpielman.com or at Maureen Spielman on Instagram. Those are ways to get a hold of me. I'm really grateful for you because I see Mystical Sisterhood as a beautiful tapestry in and of itself, but also part of a much larger puzzle or tapestry or weaving with these lights all over the world. And we are so much more interconnected than we ever believed. So I'm just expressing a lot of gratitude. And I'll see you hopefully somewhere. And if not, in the next episode. All right. Happy February. Thanks for listening to this episode of Mystical Sisterhood. If you love what you heard, please hit that subscribe button wherever you're listening. And if it's on Apple or Spotify, I would be so grateful for a 5-star rating and review. And be sure to share with a friend if you're called to do so. To learn more about my 1-on-1 coaching programs and join the Mystical Sisterhood community, visit MaureenSpielman.com or MysticalSisterhood.com.